This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. King Soopers workers at dozens of Metro Denver and Boulder stores plan to go on strike Thursday, according to their union. The union says the strike will last 2 weeks. Employees in Colorado Springs and Pueblo also overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike last week, but the union did not announce immediate plans to picket stores in those cities. The workers' most recent contract expired in January, and negotiations have been ongoing for months. Sheriffs in El Paso and Teller counties are renewing their efforts to work with ICE, they say, to increase public safety in southern Colorado. El Paso County Sheriff Joseph Roybal says his office will update its procedures for identifying and transferring suspected criminals who are in the country unlawfully.
Colorado is a haven for criminal immigrants. I'm tired of politicians telling me and my deputies how to keep people in our communities safe. To address these violent criminals, we must have our hands unshackled by these Colorado laws.
Both sheriff's offices have faced lawsuits for their work with ICE. Roybal says he is not afraid of similar threats and says he's working with ICE and attorneys to make sure he is following state law. U.S. Figure Skating has planned a vigil in Colorado Springs tonight for the 28 athletes, coaches, and family members killed last week. They are among 67 people who died when a passenger plane collided with a military helicopter in Washington, D.C. The skaters had been training in Kansas. The community vigil takes place downtown in Colorado Springs at the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum at 7 p.m. tonight. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.